Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right here on the News Talk powerhouse in North Alabama, WVNN. And the biggest show across the afternoons in North Alabama is this one. So listen, by the way, as we get to the end of my comments here in a minute, I sent Copper a special song. Some of y'all may be familiar with a band called Blackberry Smoke. They're kind of a country rock band. They've got a song called Freedom Song. And I thought, you know, when I leave out of my Right Side Way monologue today, I'm going to let that song be the one that plays us out. When you hear it, just know this. That song is dedicated today to the folks in that Freedom Convoy in Canada, to the ones that are looking at a Freedom Convoy here in the U.S., and the ones that are in Australia and in New Zealand and over in Europe, several of them. The Freedom Convoys are hitting the road. You listen to the words of that song, you'll know why I chose that as an ode to the folks who were taking freedom out on the road. But right now, let me just talk about this. Stuff that's out there, things that are happening. We talk about it all the time on this show. The fact that progressive liberals have little respect, they place little value on the foundational pillars of our nation. Yes, the Constitution, certainly, a complete disrespect for the founding documents and the principles enshrined in them, or the processes for that matter for upholding them, or the concept that they are determined by law and reason to be immutable unless and until amended by the legislative process. This disrespect, though, I mean, golly, this disrespect was evidenced even again last week by President Biden having one of his, you know, mad moments in the press event that he held in New York City. You may have seen it. Instead of addressing the soft-on-crime policies that are causing crime rates in New York City and other cities to just escalate and dealing with the underlying issues of crime, he chose instead to take his opportunity at the podium to rant about gun control. Well, never mind that some of the more high-profile violence in New York City of late did not even involve firearms, all right? But in his rant, he went off script, as he is prone to do, and he fussed that the Second Amendment was never intended to allow average citizens the right to bear arms. Yes, he did. And in his words, here's the kicker, quote, "There's no amendment that's absolute." Aha. And there it is. The inside words become the outside words. Your rights, any rights, your constitutional liberties. We can change that if we need to, you silly, unwashed masses. You see, in that one moment, he encapsulated the overall strategy that liberal progressives are using right now. They're going straight to the roots of our great nation. Now, the other day, I was sitting on the deck on the back of our house. We live on a big slough off the river, and I was looking across the water, sometimes watching the deer, some river birds, fish jumping. It's one of my favorite places. And with all the leaves off the trees, my attention came to a huge southern pine growing directly across from our house across the water. And I couldn't help but notice that this nearly looks like it's a 100-foot tall tree was covered 2/3 of the way up by vines. These vines like literally encompassed the entire trunk. So as I looked, I could see other smaller trees that had already succumbed to the vines, and they were just nothing now, just vine-covered tree ghosts. And I thought, man, that huge pine is going to choke out in a couple years, and it's going to fall in the slough. Not only that, it's a beautiful tree. So I called my friend on whose land the tree sits, and I told him I'd like to walk around there and cut those vines. He said, have at it, so I did. When I got over there, the entire base of the tree was swathed in vines. Some of those vines were an inch thick. They were literally sucking the life away from the roots of the tree and burying its limbs on the way up. Those vines had to be cut before they not only blocked the sun off of its limbs, but more importantly, before they ravaged the roots and prevented water from getting to the tree. It would have been a slow death for the tree, and I'm glad I saw it when I did. It reminded me, though, of the infamous poisoning of the Toomer Oaks in Auburn. Those stately oak trees had stood at Toomer's Corner and shaded the entrance to Auburn University's campus since my grandfather's time there back in the late 30s. And no one would have known that the roots of the Grand Oaks were dying if old Harvey Updike, you remember him, if he hadn't called into the Paul Feinbaum radio show in 2011 and gloated about it. Apparently he had poured poison all around the base of them. Horticulturalists quickly determined that large amounts of this poison had been scattered all around the base of the trees, and the trees were dying from within. And they eventually had to be cut down despite massive efforts trying to save them. But by the time anyone even realized it, there was no way to reverse the damage. And then, stay with me here, and then this morning I was reading a devotion. And the author of the devotion likened the degradations being foisted on our society to the killing of the roots of a great tree. Ah, you see where I'm going now? literally that the attempts to diminish the value of faith and family and traditions and the Constitution and basic fundamental freedoms, all of that were likened by the author of this devotion to the killing of the roots of a great tree that has provided shade and comfort to its surrounding grounds for centuries. And I thought, well, there's my monologue for today. You see, in my view, that's where we are today. Liberal progressives want desperately to cut away at the very roots of who we are as a nation. And a lot of times their attacks on our roots are discreet and insidious and designed to be a slow death. Just chip away here, remove a basic freedom there, give up some security over yonder, redefine right to be wrong and wrong to be right. But let me just say unequivocally, this nation did not become a city on a hill because we were the best poll takers of public opinion, all right? We were not designed as a nation to examine the latest fads and the most recent whims and to bend our foundations to that new and different notion. Not at all. We have been the tallest, stoutest, straightest tree in the landscape since our inception, not because of a need to change daily to accommodate the follies of man, but because we embodied some absolutes, some unequivocal truths, and we were not afraid to stand on them for ourselves and for others. The trunk of this nation's tree, if you will, has not been prone to bending in the wind. The limbs have been broad in scope, so the attacks have pivoted not to the tree itself, but to the roots. If liberals can undermine the things that have always made this nation great, then this tree will die a slow death and one day fall over under its own weight, unable to sustain life any longer. And I, for one, do not want that to happen. My prayer is that we are more like the tree across from my house that I just needed the life-sucking vines cut away, as opposed to the great tumors oaks that were nearly dead on the inside before anyone realized. So let me just remind you again of a great quote that I've used on here once before. It's from that great philosopher, Captain America, who once said this, quote, "It doesn't matter what the press says. Doesn't matter what the politicians or the mob say. Doesn't matter if the whole country decides that something wrong is something right. This nation was founded on one principle above all else, the requirement that we stand up for what we believe, no matter the odds or the consequences. When the mob and the press and the whole world tell you to move, your job is to plant yourself like a tree beside the river of truth and tell the whole world, no, you move." And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Play that song, Copper. Dedication to the Freedom Convoy and people everywhere who want freedom to remain free.
That man in the mirror staring back at me ain't the man I used to see. I've been walking the line a long time, need a change. Breaking my back, working double shifts. The weight of the world's getting hard to lift. I'm starting to think I need to break a link in this chain. Something's got to give. This ain't no way